So what happened then with this patient?
So once she was diagnosed with active disease, she received cyclophosphamide bortezomib dexamethasone induction therapy. She achieved a VGPR after 5 cycles. And then she had a standard melphalan 200 transplant in October 2015. Really appeared to be in a CR post-transplant. She was started on lenalidomide maintenance in February of 2016. And really by July of 2016, she had evidence of relapsed disease based on disease in her blood with a positive SPEP. So again, a very short duration of disease control post-transplant, even in the presence of len maintenance. That's when I met her. So she had kind of this new M spike in her blood. She had been on relatively low doses of lenalidomide because of some fluctuations in her liver function tests. And so her treating oncologist had been, you know, a little bit nervous about trying to push the dose. So she had been on only 5 milligrams. We did a bone marrow, of course, before making any treatment decisions. And the bone marrow, when she met me, showed about 10 to 20% plasma cells, but importantly, the FISH showed that she had now picked up a deletion 17P in her myeloma cells. So we had the discussion that this now meant that she had high-risk disease. Of course, already her disease behavior was telling us that she had high-risk disease in terms of relapsing so quickly, but we kind of had concrete proof of high-risk disease features with the new deletion 17P. Here, again, the decision for me was whether or not I tried to kind of maximize lenalidomide before moving on to something else. Since she had been on low-dose lenalidomide, I kind of took the risk and put her on treatment dose of lenalidomide, but in combination with carfilzomib and dexamethasone, which we know from phase 3 data is a very potent triplet therapy. And she initially responded, but then very quickly lost that response. So after 2 cycles, she'd had a partial response, I think. And then after the 3rd cycle, really had stable disease. And after the 4th cycle, had clearly started progressing again. So, you know, I had to have the unfortunate discussion about the fact that she had just been on a very active triplet regimen and relapsed, progressed very quickly on it. The next therapy that I chose was pomalidomide daratumumab dexamethasone. Again, we have excellent phase 2 data in this case, suggesting that this is a very active regimen. We know from some of the daratumumab studies that daratumumab appears to be somewhat agnostic with respect to high-risk cytogenetics. So I had hoped that this would be a beneficial triplet for her. But again, a very similar story. She achieved a partial response after 2 cycles and then started having, you know, just a little hint of progressive disease, not meeting criteria for progressive disease, but kind of numbers going in the wrong direction after cycle 3. I went with cycle 4, went back to weekly daratumumab, just hoping perhaps I could achieve disease control again with that approach, but it did not work. And she actually, on PET CT, had new extramedullary disease. And also just in talking with her, she was like, oh, by the way, I have these new bumps on my head that were clearly plasmacytomas. So again, unfortunately, very aggressive disease that's progressing very quickly through one of the most active triplet regimens we have. At this point, we talked about clinical trials. We talked about likelihood that any additional therapies that are out there are probably not going to be able to control her disease for very long. She really wanted to keep working for as long as possible and didn't want to travel for a clinical trial. And we unfortunately didn't have anything that would be of benefit for her at our institution. So I offered her carfilzomib panobinostat dexamethasone, discussing in great honesty the fact that she had already progressed on a carfilzomib-containing regimen, but discussing the fact that at least with respect to bortezomib, there's data out there suggesting that you can regain sensitivity to your proteasome inhibitor by adding in the HDAC inhibitor. So far, she is responding to therapy. She achieved a PR after cycle 2, but importantly is still continuing to respond. So with her 2 previous triplet regimens, once we got to cycle 3, that's where things went wrong. We just started cycle 4 a couple of weeks ago, and her markers are continuing to respond. She's also had complete resolution of the soft tissue lesions on her skull as well.
That's really interesting.